This is Fire Through Spirit with Corby Midline. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Corby Midline.
Do you know the old saying, plus ça change? It's French. It means the more things change, the more they stay the same. How much do I love you, my radio people? We had that horrible nor'easter for the past couple of days. And we in Schoharie County, New York, were bullseye, baby. We had anywhere between 20 and 24 inches. And so my home satellite doesn't work. But would I let you down? Absolutely not. So I am sitting in the lobby of our local Super 8. If you hear people in the background, it's because this is a hotel and has people staying there. But they've got Wi-Fi, which I didn't have at home. And I was not going to miss this, which is our very last time to chat together. As we announced last week, we are going to be shutting down the Fire Through Spirit radio show as of next week. It is not that I don't love you, but things are changing and time constraints are changing. And if I can't give you absolutely the very, very best radio I can, I would rather turn it over to somebody else like the Fark Man, who can take the space and keep you informed and entertained. So what we're doing this week is it's just me. There's no guest. And, I've got my trusty cards with me. And if there's any, questions that you have, whether it's your standard tarot, whether it's past lives, whether it's talking to an angel or spirit guide, whatever it is you'd like to do, this is our shot, kids. I don't care if you're a lurker. I don't care if you've listened and listened and listened for years and never called in. This is it. This is payback time. This is if the past 3.5 years have amused you and informed you, call. The number is 248-809-3475. That's 248-809-3475. And we would love to have a chance, whether it's a reading, whether it's just how the show has affected you, whatever it is that you feel like talking about, we're into it. The thing that I've liked best about doing a radio show with you guys, I've had some wonderful, wonderful guests. Some of my favorites, of course, are the people that we have back all the time. Chef Christy Seely King was always willing to talk from Atlanta and give us some ideas about spiritual aspects of food and how to take care of your body, all of the good healthy things. And we were absolutely gobsmacked at just how much she knew. I don't think there was ever a question that we asked her that she didn't have a good, smart answer for. Of course, there is Sherita Starr. Sherita is my trusty co-host, has been 4 times a year. We always bring her on for equinoxes and for solstices. As a matter of fact, she will actually be with me on the very last show next week because we need to set you up with what's going on for the year and what's ahead in the next 3 months. So I absolutely wouldn't go without Sherita. And Allie Cheslick was always fun. Allie makes me laugh. Allie is one of the people that has more energy than I do, and that's saying something. Ah, great. We have a call. Aaron is on the line from the great city of Detroit, where Empower Radio is home based. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Great. How are you?
A little snowy, but good.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry for your weather.
Hey, you live in upstate New York, darling. You expect these things. You know, I lived in Atlanta from 92 to 99. And for the first couple of years, pansies in January were cool. But I'm not a magnolia. I'm a bagel. I needed to come back to New York. And snow is part of the deal. So what brings you to the radio show tonight?
I've always wanted to have an experience with a psychic reading or a tarot reading, and I've never had the chance to, and I'm a fan of yours, and so
Oh, gee. Thank you.
I just wanted to give a call and see what came out of it. I'm not looking for anything too specific, excuse me, but I don't know. I didn't think I would get through, and so I did.
Okay. Now, so have you ever had a reading from anybody, Erin, at all?
I have. It was kind of like a, I don't want to mock the gift, but it was like
a Madame Hoo-ha type.
Yeah, it was kind of a party deal, and it was a waste, if you ask me. But who knows?
It happens. All right, let me at least give you my rookie rules. Number one, if you don't understand something I'm telling you, I want you to stop me right there and say, Corby, back it up and do it again. I'm not getting it. Rule number two, there is no such thing as a stupid question. You ask whatever you need to. Rule three, and for all of you listening out there, this is very important. If you sit down with anybody else for a tarot reading, there are three cards that weird out rookies: death, the devil, and the tower. If they come up, I'll tell you what it means, because it's not what you think. Okay?
Okay.
So, Erin, do you have any particular question at all that you want to get some clarity on, or just stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I'm 27, so I'm in that phase of my life where I'm thinking toward the future. I've had a lot of personal strife in my family these past couple of years. Loss of loved ones these past couple of years. I'm in a relationship now that seems to be going well, going on 2 years.
Good.
So,
all right. let's play with this. Number one, I want to do a real quick numerology to see where you are in your numerology cycle. This is normally what Sherita does, and she does it, you know, in great depth and detail. I'm just real quick. So when's your birthday, month and day?
June 21st.
All right, so 6 plus 21 is 27. Did I add that right?
Yes.
Plus next year's number is, the master number is 8. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 is 8. So 27 plus 8 is 35. Check my math.
Okay.
3 plus 5 is 8. So next year, you're going to be in an 8-year. And for me, 8 years are great for career, for finances. It really is all about settling those foundations very strongly. Okay?
Awesome.
Because what follows an 8-year but a 9-year? And if our lives go in 9-year cycles, your 9-year is what I call the celestial garage sale. It's the year you need to get rid of everything in your life that's busted, that you'll never fix, that you've outgrown, and was never you in the first place. So it's easier to do that if you've got a good solid foundation under you, and that's what the 8 years is about. So next year is the year to concentrate on work and concentrate on finances. Let's take a look at the guy. What's his first name? Will you share that?
Sure, it's James.
Okay. So I'm doing a quick 5-card read on you and Dr. J. See what's coming up. Right. Your card, it's the World card. I love the World card. For me, the World card says you got everything that you need and you're ready to rock and roll. And if anybody looks at you and says you can't do that, you grin and say, oh, yeah, eat my dust and watch me. So you're in great shape. Himself.
Thank you.
Now, his card is the Death card. It doesn't mean he's going to be an accident.
Oh, God.
No. It's death of an old way of life, death of what you've outgrown, death of what was never him in the first place. So it's going to be a real transition year for him. When's his birthday, month and day?
April 21st.
All right, so 4 plus 21 is 25, plus 8 is 33, 3 plus 3 is 6. So he is 2 numbers behind you. For him, next year is the year of the soggy shoulder board. It's everybody is going to go, oh, James is terrible. And he's going to say, here's the sponge, take a number. It's all about his being compassionate, his being there for people. Now, mind you, 6 years are very good for marriage, stuff like that. So if you guys are thinking about next step, at least get engaged next year, at the very least. The partnership for the two of you? Nine of Pentacles, which is really great. Nine of Pentacles is good, solid material. You have what you need. Very stable card. So that tells me right there that you guys could certainly make it in terms of how the world works. Okay.
Awesome.
What you need to know, Eight of Pentacles. Now, I don't know if either one of you are still in school or considering going back to school. That's a higher education card. One of the other things, though, is it's a card of refinement. In this card, you see a beautiful goldsmith, and he's pouring molten gold into a mold. And, you know, even though it's pure gold, some of it just washes away because it doesn't quite fit. So what that says is really refine down what it is that you want for each other, with each other, from each other. Make sure that you're in the same mold. Final card. Oh, honey, it's the Two of Cups. The Two of Cups is the partnership and the marriage card. Oh, baby, oh, baby. I think you guys are good, man.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, you know, I'm just the tube here, as John Holland says. I pulled the cards, but these are your guides talking to you and saying, yeah, looks pretty good, kiddo.
Awesome.
Wouldn't worry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Erin, it was a pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. And now look who's on the line. My bud, my favorite co-host, the woman who keeps my brain in one piece, Miss Sherita Starr. Hi, Sherita.
You think I keep your brain in one piece? I don't know if I do that. Do I really do that?
Look,
good evening.
I want to know, you know, I started out my post tonight on Facebook. Did somebody retrograde Mercury and they didn't tell us?
It's been shared already. And I commented that out loud, Corby, no, we're nowhere near a Mercury retrograde, but the energy is heightened just a few days after a full moon. When we wane, it's all being taken away.
Does that include the snow? Please,
well, that seems to be sticking around pretty good. I had been out of town for since the very beginning of the week, and I came back today. And the further north I got, I was like, oh, wow, drips and drabs. And it was totally dark when I got back here. I left when it was sunsetting, and I got all the way back up here. I was like, oh, my God, a bunch of snow is here. Wow. So,
listen,
but I was very grateful.
I saw a couple of things on Facebook I want to congratulate you on. Number one, you're in Fitness Magazine. That's big kudos.
Oh, thank you. My gratitude. Thank you. Thank you.
How did that happen? Give us the story.
That was just like magic of the universe. Because when the girl, Kristen, who wrote the article, she's a super fun girl. And she had emailed me, it was about a month or so ago, and, you know, asked me if I was interested in being consulted for the piece. And I was like, ah, sure, you know, why not? And I, you know, I asked her the question, like, well, how did you find me? You know, and she goes, well, we just did a search on astrologers. They picked 12 and they researched them and they picked you. So
not hateful.
Kudos to my graphics designer because he made me look good.
Yeah. And I also saw that you had a new YouTube video. What were you talking about there?
New YouTube. Oh, I've got four new YouTube videos that are just from the Forecasting for Focus lecture I did on Tuesday evening. So and of course, they're not like HD high quality. It was all like taken on an iPhone. But the information is useful in there. Just what we could grab with the memory that we had left on the phone.
Yes.
So, but that eventually is going to be a full course that I will end up teaching. So be on the lookout for that.
You know, normally when you and I are on the air, it's completely forecast focused, and you know, people are beating down the doors. What I want to ask you is because your numerology is different. Yes. There's standard numerology, and I believe yours is Chaldean. Am I pronouncing it right?
Well, they call it Chaldean. I suppose you could say Chaldean. If, you know, hey, there's Uranus
potato,
and Uranus.
Potato.
So, you know, hey, whatever floats your inflection.
So what is the difference between standard numerology and Chaldean numerology? You know, it's like normal astrology and Vedic astrology.
Those are
different.
And believe me, there's sidereal astrology. There's 50 million ways for Sunday to interpret a chart. I mean, really, astrology is, you know, and most astrologers pick what works for them and what resonates. the best with them. But yes, your chart can be interpreted by astrology in various ways. So, you know, with that being understood. But there's really not 50 million ways of numerology. There's up to. And there's what is known as, I always like to call it Western numerology, or the Pythagorean way of doing numerology. And then there's the Chaldean way, which is what I learned from Linda Goodman. And one of the first and foremost major differences is when you are calculating name expressions, which is when you're taking the alphabet A to Z and you're attaching a numerical value to the letters, the Chaldeans omit number 9. They don't go like Pythagorean numerology does. It goes, it'll loop 1 to 9 twice. Basically, you're going to go A to Z, 1 to 26, but when you reduce all the compound digits to the compound numbers to just a single digit, you're going to loop 1 to 9 twice, and with a little bit of a remainder. But the Chaldeans said this when they did their letter-to-number matchup system. They said, well, guess what? Everything is about vibration. It's about sound. So, therefore, you can't have a 9th vibration. In accordance to knowing that letters and how we speak and what we're saying is through sound, and you're looking at it musically, because even astrology or numerology is really all about this sacred geometry we're all running around in, you know, in the quantum of our life, right?
Okay.
So, being that there's only do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, which is 8 octaves, an octave mm-hmm. of 8, there's only 8 natural notes on a musical scale. Therefore, you can't have a 9th vibration. You can have a name add up to a 9, but there's only 8 natural notes. So when you're doing the Chaldean name expression calculations, you're going to get a very different number than you would from the Pythagorean way of doing it. Because this is what I always get with certain clients and people that go, oh, well, I've had my numerology done before. I'm like, oh, no, not by me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will give you a totally different understanding. So, and they also, they don't go 1 to 8 and loop it a couple of times. It's all, the whole alphabet is scattered. So it's like really become a language for me, that it's like a decoding system, a language that I just, you know, I mean, I just basically memorized it. And so I look at, when I see a letter, I look at a number. I'm doing that simultaneously. It's just like, you know, I guess it's the other language I speak, even though I don't really speak another foreign language very well, because I've forgotten all my French, but, you know. So that's the big difference right there. And the other thing that Chaldean numerology does, that Pythagorean numerology does not, is they deeply understand what is known as Chaldean karmic mystery. And once you're through 1 to 9, when you mm-hmm. get 10 and up, you're going to get what is known as a Chaldean karmic mystery over that number. So you could be looking at, like, let's say we'll use the example of 1. So you've got 10 is a 1 vibration, 19 is a 1 vibration, and 28 is a 1 vibration. Pythagorean numerology will, you know, pretty much go, okay, well, they're all 1. You know, you're born on the 10th, the 19th, the 20th, 28th. You know, there's a little difference in those numbers, but you're basically, you're a 1. Chaldeans go, oh, I don't think so. Yes, there's the root of it is the 1. You're guided by the sun. But the meaning behind the 10, which is the Wheel of Fortune, is very different from the 19th, the Prince of Heaven, and very different from the 28th, the Trusting Lamb. So that's where you're really going to get a really powerful flavor about who you are from the numerical slice of life when you're really looking at these Chaldean karmic mysteries across the board. And I tell you, these people came up with this centuries upon centuries ago, and in this modern day world, these meanings still apply. They are all, it is such a map like I've never seen. Like anytime I see somebody, depending on, you know, what that karmic path is, and that's, of course, the day of the month you come down to when you're born to, if they're not honoring or unlocking, as Chaldean said, if they're not unlocking that karmic mystery in this life, they tend to not be doing so well. Like they're operating in a you know, they're operating out of their source energy from a very poor place, and they're not getting the results they want because they don't understand what they signed up for. As you would say, because you know that everybody comes here with a bit of an agreement to uphold. So numerology and understanding it through the Chaldean source is a fantastic way of understanding a little bit more about what you signed up here to do and what your agreement is all about.
When you take a look at astrology, you see, you know, the sun signs, the cosmic muffin in the newspaper, and then you get a really detailed chart. So with numerology, do you have the same thing? I mean, people just throw one number. I mean, you heard me with Aaron. It was just a very quick, this is what your year looks to be, because I do that kind of like frosting. You do it like the entire cake. But is there one particular set of numbers that is most valuable for somebody to find out about?
Well, when I first meet anybody, and when I do my on-the-spot quick read, what I ask for is exactly what you just did earlier. I ask for the day and the month of birth. And that's simple information. Now that's just like scratching the surface. But you don't even have to tell me your full birthday. You don't have to tell me the time you're born. I could sit with you for an hour and talk to you about the day and the month that you're born, and I could tell you multitudes of things. For me, and how Linda taught me, is the most important thing to look at first. Let's focus on one thing, and then, just believe me, we could sit till the cows come home and dive deep into your life, because there's so many layers, and it's so much fun to connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
But the, she said the most important things to focus upon when you were, because she's the one, again, who taught me how to fuse astrology and numerology together, because they are connected with this same planet. So that's what we're looking at. If I'm looking at a sign, if I'm looking at a number, I'm looking at a planet. And that is why it's like a channel for me. That's what I tap into. It's the energy of that planet and expressing itself either through the number or the sign it's in, the house it's in, and the chart, and so on and so forth. But the three big things you want to look at for yourself that really know, immediate things about health, career, talent, your personality, things you should watch, your colors, the gemstones you should be hanging close to and hold on to and meditate with, or whatever it is you like to do to align your energy, is look at your sun sign. Look at your karmic path, which is the number that is the day of the month you're born on, and what's your rising sign in astrology. Meaning that would be, we got to take a little step further and find out what time are you born and the full birth date. And then we're going to cast a chart and we're going to figure out what sign was sitting on the horizon when you were born. That's what your rising sign is, or your ascendant, as it's also known in astrology. And then that will set up your whole chart. And then we're going to know the real deal about you. Because, you know, yeah, the cosmic muffin in the horoscope in a newspaper, I mean, God bless. And this is also something, it's interesting, because I've been watching the comments on from that article that you mentioned, and thank you for mentioning that, on Fitness Magazine. And, you know, of course, they've got it up on Facebook. And what I'm noticing is about 60% of people are agreeing with it, but then there's 40% who are going, oh, that doesn't make any sense to me. And why? Because if you do not read for your rising sign, it may not make sense to you. Your sun sign isn't the be-all and end-all of what really runs your life. You've got to look at this fuller picture. That's why a horoscope for many people is just hit or miss. It is not reliable, completely reliable information. It's reliable to a fault. It's fun. It's meant to be fun. It's not meant to be like, okay, we're just going to give you the best information for your life. This is why we want to know the time you're born, the full birthday, and everything to really dive deep. That's when you're going to get true concrete answers that you may be looking for. But you're not going to get that from a general horoscope. Absolutely not.
Okay. Now, next week, for all you listeners out there, the very last show, I'm having Sherita on. Sherita's going to be doing readings for people on the next 3 months. Maybe she'll even tell me what the heck I'm going to be doing when I'm not on the radio. So you want to be back here again for the final hurrah next week at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. We're going to be going to break in just a minute. Sherita, mwah, I will see you next week.
I look forward to it.
We've got Sandy calling from Canada, and then we have my other sister, as she says, the sister from another mother. We have Allie Cheslick, who's going to follow Sandy. So it's my favorite tonight. What can I tell you? So stick with us. If you just joined us, it's Corby Midlight on Fire Through Spirit. It's our last Just Us Fireside Chat show. If you want to have readings done, call 248-809-3475, and we will get to you right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Empower Radio. For a complete archive of Fire Through Spirit, visit EmpowerRadio.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Stitcher Radio. More Fire Through Spirit with Corby Midline next on Empower Radio.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg.
Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Now, back to Fire Through Spirit with Corby Midline.
Welcome back, my dears. We are doing the second half of the show. It's Corby Midline, and we are managing to put a show together, even though we've had terrible storms up here and the satellite is out of the house. And so I'm sitting in the lobby of the local Super 8. They're so very generous with their Wi-Fi. Anyway, this is the next to the last show, and it's the last one when I'm going to be doing personal readings. So we've got Sandy from Canada, who I think is going to take advantage of this. Hi, Sandy, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Real good. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for your show because I have found it very inspiring. I find most of the work that you do, anything that I'm aware of, has been very inspiring.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. So let's inspire you one more time. What's cooking? What do you need?
There's a lot cooking. You know, it's been kind of a weird energy time recently.
Get in line.
Yeah. I think
when you say
point, maybe
weird energy, what are you talking about?
Sometimes it's kind of like standing in an energetic storm. And some of it is fantabulously beautiful. And some of it is just, I think, so new that it's really hard to interpret what it means or how to kind of go with the flow, if that makes any kind of sense.
Oh, it makes great sense. Look, we're all going through that right now. The world is, you know how when you're on a roller coaster, you get that one thing, that hairpin turn that sends your stomach about three blocks back? That's kind of what we're all dealing with right now. So what I would like to do is, I'm actually pulling a deck of cards that I don't use very often, and that's my spirit of the wheel. That's my medicine deck. And if anybody's ever had a reading with me at a show, they know you can touch anything on my table except this. So what I'm pulling for you, Sandy, is a particular five-card spread that the deck taught me. The first thing is, what brought you here in this incarnation? What is your passion? What are you here to teach? What will your legacy be? And what is the hub of your wheel, the thing that you need to keep coming back to for stability and to do the work you've been assigned? So what brought you here in this incarnation is the ripe berries moon. It's life lessons, victory, and courage. This tells me that you have had your share of stupids, but you've gotten through them. And so your guide said, all right, you're now in a position to teach, not just deal with the stupids on a personal basis. So this is a life when you're going to have to do some teaching. So get ready for that. What your passion is renewal, the spirit path of the North. And that's about spiritual progress and success and hope. And you strike me as someone, I don't want to say a perennial student, because that sounds like Zonker Harris, who never left college, but you are always willing to learn, to see how things get put together in a more metaphysical way. Okay, and that's one of the things you're going to pass on, because what you're going to be teaching, it's Grandmother Moon, it's the owl, self-reflection, inner rhythms, and intuition. You need to teach people how to use their metaphysical abilities. That's a big part of what you do. What your legacy is going to be, it's the West, it's recuperation, creativity, and dreams. And I want you to look at that recuperation picture. All of us who are here and saying, what was I thinking? Because the world is so screwed. You got to remember, we volunteered for this job. It's like the people who are with Doctors Without Borders. They know that they're not going to go into some place that has a state-of-the-art hospital where it's all plastic surgery for, you know, Mrs. Gottrocks. This is meatball surgery. This is fixing a cleft palate for a kid in Guatemala, and you bring in your tents and you get it done. You know, remember MASH. That's very much what we're all here to do. We're all a MASH unit at this point. And so your legacy is going to be teaching people how to move forward after this crazy period. The hub of your wheel, what you always need to come back to, is introspection. Mm-hmm. That's the spirit path of the West. It's new perspective, it's retreat, and it's unity. Always remember, give yourself time to breathe. Give yourself time to step back. You will be learning perpetually, my darling. You're never going to be done. And every time you learn something, you will then be able to internalize it, make it your own, and hand it out to other people as a new teaching. Does that help you a little bit with what's going on?
Yeah, it does. It says I'm nowhere near done.
No, darling, you're not. Hang in. You're still on the bus. We haven't gotten through the tour yet. So I hope that helps. And delighted. I know that you've been one of our longtime listeners. Really pleased that we could get your reading on this last reading show.
Oh, my. Thank you so, so much. And yes, it does help. It helps enormously. It's goosebump help, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that I'd love to hear. So we're glad you called. And hopefully next time I'm in Canada, you will get a chance to see me at one of the First Star Psychic Fairs.
Yes, I've been keeping an eye on that. I hope to see you then.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night. And of course, we've got my other favorite person on the line, Miss Allie Cheslick. Hello, Allie. Darling, are you there?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Hi, honey pie. How you feeling?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good today. I was a good girl.
Excellent. So, anyway.
Taking on my drugs.
Yes, Allie has done the little hospital two-step, and we've all been cheering her on and getting her back, because just like we told Sandy, she ain't done yet. We need her here. You know, she's part of the front people on the bus. So,
yes, now under the bus on the front of it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that you've only got a couple of shows left.
I know. No? It seemed like the right thing to do. You know, when something has done what it's supposed to do, and there are other things that I need to put my energy to. But I have loved doing the show. I've loved having you on as a guest. We have a lot of fun, you know, almost too much fun.
We do. And we don't behave ourselves, which is the greatest thing, because it lets other people know that put us on these pedestals or platforms that we don't necessarily belong on that. We're just like you. Hello.
We really are. Yes. One of the things that I do love, my listeners, about Allie is, you know, there's some people who believe their own press. Yes, I'm Madame Hoo-Ha, and you should pay me $800 for 20 minutes. And by the way, I have a 3-year waiting list, but it'll be worth it. Or the people that write 72 books on the same subject and want you to buy all 72 books. And by the way, now go on a cruise and listen to them talk about it on the cruise. Please. Allie and I are much more down to earth, much more real, which is one of the reasons that she is one of the very, very few intuitives that I will recommend other people to go to, because I know she's not going to hand them a line of hooey, that she's not going to charge them through the nose, and she's not going to say, yes, you have to keep coming back every 2 weeks because we have to clear this karmic knot. Oh, please.
Yes.
Yes, you need new candles when the when the 7 days burn out, call me again. Yeah, we don't do that. Yeah, I just can't do that. I really don't understand. I think it's a very psychologically damaging thing that some intuitives do to make people feel that they need to constantly come back. You know, the whole idea of this work, and it's one of the things that you've done through Empower for 3 years, and, you know, I've done on my show before. You know, I just recently, you know, hiatus my show as well. And obviously God had other plans for me, because I hiatus my show and then less than a month later I was in the hospital. So somebody upstairs knew something I didn't. Because I love how people go, you're psychic, you should know that. And I'm like, yeah, right. Okay.
People, look, we don't always get to know our own baggage. We just don't. We're too close.
Yeah.
You know?
I was very close.
when
I was
we have something that we're really
one.
Crazed about, I'll go to Allie. Allie will come to me. Sherita will go to one of us. I mean, it really is a matter of going with the people that you trust are good and that don't have an ego in this. You know, when Allie is looking at her health stuff, then her ego's involved. I don't want to be sick. But if Sherita or I can give her some objective, this is what we see, this is how to work it. A long time relationship, when you know that someone, their truth meter is solid. You know, we know that among the three of us, but also that's what you have to know about your intuitive. Allie, if you were going to give them, you know, a 30-second, this is how you go find a good intuitive, what do you think? How would you tell your listeners to do it?
Word of mouth is always a great way. And to be honest, I mean, I'm doing this work a very long time, and it's primarily how I get the majority of my clients, and some of them become my friends, and it's through word of mouth. And even though you go through word of mouth, do your own research. You know, Google the person, look at their website, look at the testimonials, look at other websites that might list the intuitive you're interested in, or medium. And gather as much information about them. And then here's the bottom line, though, and really this stands true, I think, for everyone. you know, if you go to someone's website and you're Googling them and you look them up and you get a sense of who they are, and of course, you know, you can read testimonials and stuff. And when I say go to outside resources, it's like Corby and I, you know, entered it. We all have our own websites, and I've got testimonials on my website. But that doesn't mean that I couldn't make them up and put them on there. So I'm always, I don't know, I'm the skeptic and I'm the believer at the same time. So I like that we're all on Best Psychic Directory because it's an outside resource, and those testimonials don't even come anywhere near us that are on there. We don't even know that they're there until they get put up by Bob Olson, who runs the website. So it's just another way to look on someone. But you know what? If intuitively, if your gut tells you that you can trust this person and you feel there's a level of comfort, then by all means, go ahead and talk to them, schedule a session, maybe ask one or two questions about who they are or how they work. You know, because sometimes people will call up and they start asking questions and then it becomes a reading. So, you know, that would be the way I would say, you know, to look for someone. And then you want to look for someone who, I mean, if you're looking for a medium, Corby's a medium, you know, she does past lives, she does, you know, soul readings. I mean, so everybody has their own sort of little niche or little specialty. So if you feel like you just want, and Corby, let me just say this, and I've said this a million times, because Corby's been on my show like umpteen times, and I've been on, I'm going, actually December 4th was my 8th year on radio.
And, wow.
And so here's, and let me just tell you, I know plenty of tarot and card readers and so forth, and there's many good ones out there, but I have to say on a very professional level, and not just because I love Corby and, you know, she's one of my dearest friends, but this woman can read those cards like nobody's business. I have been at professional shows with her. I have seen clients sit down with her, and this woman whips those decks out like it's candy. And she's just bang, 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 bang. And then she goes through all the stuff. And I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm like, my head's spinning because, I mean, she's just rattling it off. Doesn't even think twice about it. To me, that is just like, I can't even do that. I can tell you right now, I can't do that. So
I'm flattered.
You know,
I'm flattered.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Look, when, I have to go right back at her. When Allie does mediumship, it's like, have you ever seen a greyhound run on a track after the little mechanical rabbit? The minute you say to Allie, can I talk to my upstairs people? The little celestial bunny is out of the box, and Allie just goes zoom, and it's amazing the people she picks up, the nuance, the detail she picks up. So, you know, each of us has a specialty. That's one of the other things. You need to know what it is you want to know.
Right.
Because, yeah, I'm good at mediumship, but Allie is brilliant. If you wanted mediumship, I'd send you to Allie. If you wanted tarot, Allie would probably send you to me. It doesn't mean that we're not
good enough.
Or if
you want a deep, I mean, I do past lives and I pick them up in sessions all the time. But if you're looking for like that soul, real deep soul session where you put all your cards and all your souls, so to speak, on the table, you know, then having one of those sessions with Corby is actually, you know, probably the most apropos, you know, session you can have, because you got to realize too, you're getting everything with that. You're getting the past. And she brings the understanding of the present, and then possibly where you can take what you've learned now and move toward your own future. So the whole idea is for us to help you recognize different things in your life, but it's not for us to hold your hand and go, okay, now we're all going to skip to my loose and kumbaya and walk the path for you. It doesn't work that way.
No.
You know, it would be nice, but, you know, but then we're making you codependent on us, and the whole idea is to make you independent and to really teach you how to heighten your own intuitive awareness. And that's the whole point of any psychic or medium. And it's also to bring healing and closure. If you leave a session and you don't feel fulfilled on some level, or that you really got the answers that you were seeking, you know, then I would either question the person that you're with, or I would question what is it you really wanted to know or to hear. Because, and again, Corby, I love how Corby calls it the tour bus. She'll give you the tour bus ride, but if you're not ready to hear the truth of that energy, then, and that's not just with Corby, that's with me or any other professional, don't go to somebody, because until you're ready to face the music, so to speak, you don't want to have a session, because it's very compelling, it's very comprehensive, and it will really take you from point A to point B if you choose to allow it to work that way in your life. Remember, everything is a choice, including the person that you choose to go on that journey with. And that makes all the difference in the world, I think.
It really does. When you are prepared, you know, people often will say to both me and Allie, I don't want to hear the bad stuff. And I just look at them and I say, look, I dealt with 3 bouts of breast cancer, 2 divorces, the death of all of my parents. It's a challenge, kids. Here are your opportunities. Here's how to grab them. Here's the tough stuff. Here's how to get through it or around it. Life is not all happy, happy, joy, joy. And any intuitive who just tells you that, oh, and by the way, you're going to win the lottery. Kids, you just got scammed. Because why are you giving us that money? You could look in the mirror and say that. What you need is someone to say, this is what I'm seeing. It's a great opportunity. You may do some stumbling, but here's how to make it work. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. And Allie's the same way. She will not just sugarcoat things.
No, I won't. And that's where I got my nicknames from. But no, you can't. Because if you do that, you're not serving your clients or your friends or your whoever's sitting in front of you a greater purpose for themselves and even for yourself as the reader. You're you know, you may get that moment of ego because you're sugarcoating something, which, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat. But at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about Corby, Sharita, or anybody that works professionally in this field. It's about you. It's about you, with the client, the sitter, whatever label people want to put on it. You know, the simple fact is this, it's about you. And so when you're ready to delve into who you really are, or what is it you're really looking for, or what little nuances do you want to tweak in your own life that we can help you with, great. That's the time for you to go, okay. And you have to make a pact with yourself to go ahead and do that. Because once you initiate a session with anyone, there's an energy cord that you attach to that person and to yourself. So this is why it's really important not to just go to Madame Duca, who's got a pretty little crystal ball sitting on the Atlantic City boardwalk, because I've seen that happen.
And there's a neon palm in the window.
Nothing to the Jersey girl on the phone I'm talking to from Cherry Hill, but I've seen some people in the boardwalk in Atlantic City do some weird stuff. But even still, I mean, like even around here where I live, I never noticed it. You know, like in your own neighborhood, sometimes you don't notice things. But there's like 3 or 4 places here that are storefronts with you know, psychic reader on the front. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, it's like infiltrating the countryside. Dear Lord. You have to be very leery about it. You know, there are people that do work out of their homes, and maybe they have a sign so you can find them if they live out in the middle of the boonies. Okay, that might be one thing. But odds are someone who's very professional isn't going to have a flashing neon sign, come and read me, you know, or let me read you. So, Hey, listen, you know, at the end of the day, you always have to remember life is not easy. Life is not promised to be a very long time. So if you learn to take each day and make the best of it and have the gratitude, I mean, listen, it was a month ago yesterday that I almost wasn't here. I almost died. And so even for me, you know, when the doctor said, Allie, either we do emergency surgery or you're going to be dead by the morning, you know, I'm sitting here going, oh, my God, and crying and making deals with God, like, okay, if I let him do this, you know. So every one of us goes through our own trials and tribulations, including us. But then when we get through it and we have great friends like Corby and so many of you, I do want to give a quick thank you to everybody that's sending me healing light and Reiki energy and love and prayers. And you have no idea. It really means the world to me. To me, that means more than anything somebody could give me as a gift or anything that someone can ever, you know, just buy me or whatever. And it means more to me sometimes than my own readings, because it's something that you give to me from your heart and soul, and you can't put a price on that. And all those prayers, believe me, I'm much better today than I was a month ago. I had my heart shocked on Monday, which was a really weird experience. I actually have on my chest, I have like 2 paddle marks, one on the front, one in the back. And I thought my daughter was kidding. I thought Christina was kidding when she goes, Mama, what's that big mark on your chest? I go, what are you talking about? And I never looked. And then I took a shower the next day and I looked and I'm like, oh my God, I have a big burn mark on the middle of my chest. Jeez. So, you know, so I mean, again, we all go through these experiences, and it's difficult. Believe me, I have good and bad days like everybody else. And this is why I tell you, when you guys put us on these pedestals, don't. We're just like you. We just happen to tap into something that's a little bit deeper and a little bit more, maybe even more spiritual than someone who hasn't. But that doesn't mean you can't. And not everybody is meant to be a reader out in front. Okay, sometimes you're meant to take your gift of intuitiveness or insight or even mediumship and use it as a psychologist or in healthcare or to work with children. Or there's so many fields where you can take your intuitive gifts and use them beautifully. So don't feel like you're slighted because you know you're intuitive and you could read someone, but you can't, you know, oh, I want to get my own radio show. It's not about that. And if you think it's about that, let me just say this right now. Don't do it. I've been doing radio for 8 years. Corby's been doing it for 3. It's got nothing to do with that. When you do this work and when we do it on radio, we do it for you. She does this to help you. The guests that she's had, the interviews that she's done, you know, it's always to benefit you, not her or me or anybody else. It's to benefit you guys. And Ashley, she's done quite a few shows where I've listened and I've benefited from some of her guests in the last 3 years. So that's why, in a way, I'm sorry to see her go, but I do understand the path that you're walking in the future. And I'm very excited for you. So just saying.
I know. Yeah. I know. Allie, I'm going to be a real rat. You got a quick what you see for me in 2015 if I'm not going to be doing radio?
Well, you'll be guesting more. So let me just put that out there. Corby's available for guesting on radio shows.
Absolutely. You know. I love yapping. Everyone knows
and,
that.
And if you need Ed to talk to Corby and she's busy, you can call me. I'll be at the front man.
Yes, you can call Allie. Allie Cheslick is wonderful. We are the three weird sisters, Sharita, Allie, and me.
I only get on radio for Corby because I haven't talked to anybody. And my very closest friends know. I haven't talked to anybody in a month. I haven't been on radio. I haven't thought about radio. I haven't thought about my work. I haven't really thought about anything but really
healing.
She's been
thinking about getting well, which is what she should be doing.
Yes, yeah. and I'm very excited. And I also want to say, too, that, you know, Corby just redid her kitchen, so I can't wait to go visit her so I can I can eat really good. You know, I'm excited, and I want to say this, too, because I know this is two of her last shows, but I do want to also wish everyone a happy Hanukkah and have been happy and very blessed Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, and a beautiful, blessed New Year. And for you, Corby, here's the thing for me. I've said this to you for years now, and I know you've looked at me and you were like very gratuitous and rolling your eyes back in your head. But yes. I still think, and I'm still going to stick to, because I don't backpedal, that next year is going to be even better than this year. And as you move into March, April, and May, you know, life's going to be really different in a way where, you know, Corby's going to be there for those corporate events. She's going to be out there as more of a speaker and more of the teacher where she really belongs. She's a great teacher. She's got great experience. She's got great stories. And she's got great ways to teach you how to go from point A to point B. So, you know, you'll see Corby on the road, but it won't be doing too many fairs. I fair to say that she'll be doing more, you know, lecture series where, you know, you could still get a private session with her, but, you know, she's going to be moving up, you know, like the Jeffersons. She's moving on up.
I love you, Allie. Thing. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was absolutely perfect.
Thank you. And you know what? I thank Empower for empowering you and your listeners for the 3 years that you've been on the show. They did a great thing.
Thank you. I will make sure that Brent hears that and my wonderful engineer, Remy. You know, without Remy and the he's just not with us at the show anymore, Captain Bob, they really kept my show going beautifully for the entire time I was on.
Yeah, and your archive downloads were huge. So, you know, whether you touch people's lives right now in this moment or you touch their lives in an archive, you know, it's out there for infinity and beyond, and that's the beautiful thing about and why most of us do internet radio, because it's always going to be available for people to find. So
yes. Yes, it is. All right, Allie, big smooches, and you and I will talk the girl talk real soon.
Okay. Big smooches, and God bless, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay.
So here we are at the end of the show. We have one more date you and I. That is next week, 8 o'clock. It's the final hurrah, and we'll be doing our quarterly dance with Sherita Starr about what's coming up for the next 3 months and perhaps what's coming up in 2015. So I very much want you to join us. I can't thank you guys enough for listening, for giving me a little time out of your life, for the feedback, for the learning that you say you've gotten. Why do we do this? Just what Allie says. We're here to teach. We're here to share. We're here to make your life a little better if we possibly can. And this radio show has been a wonderful way for us to connect. You're not going to lose me. You will find me other places. You can always find me at firethroughspirit.com. You can find me on Facebook, Corby Mitlide. You can find me on Twitter, Corby Mitlide. And you can always find me at 877-321-CORBY. So until next week, our last show, have a great 7 days. We'll see you then.